Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As we ended 2021 with record number of children being hospitalized with COVID-19, Dr. Fauci explains the numbers are inflated.
If a child goes in the hospital, they automatically get tested for COVID, and they get counted as a COVID hospitalized individual, when in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis.
A brand new year brings the same policies to the U.S.-Mexico border crisis. Representative Congressman from Texas, Pat Fallon on Fox News, is a member of the Armed Services Committee.
From two things. It was manufactured from Joe Biden's wokeness and his weakness. He signaled to the far left that he would institute a de facto open border policy. And wait, Mexico became catch and release. And build the wall became open the gate. And deport criminals became cartels run amok.
We are USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Freedom of speech takes another setback at Twitter.
The personal Twitter account of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia has been suspended by Twitter, the social media company, claiming on Sunday that she posted false information about the COVID-19 pandemic. A spokesperson saying that we permanently suspended Marjorie Taylor Greene for repeated violations of our COVID-19 misinformation policy. Representative Greene responding on conservative social media platform Getter, saying she tweeted statistics from the vaccine adverse event reporting system that got her suspended. Her Twitter account relating to her work in the House of Representatives is still active. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The late Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat from Nevada, will lie in state at the Capitol on January 12th. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the formal arrival and departure ceremonies will be open to invited guests only due to the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As candidate Biden repeated he was going to shut down the virus, history will be written differently. Texas Republican congressional candidate and former Army veteran Wesley Hunt on Fox News.
To date, since the Biden administration, we've had 2 million illegal immigrants enter our country. And if you ask me, we don't need a booster shot. We need a booster wall. Now, I recall a tweet from President Biden criticizing President Trump. We were at 200,000 deaths due to COVID. And right now, we're sitting at over 400,000 deaths during his presidency. And last I checked, we have not seen his resignation. But we can all agree on one thing, that this is actually a state's issue. It's not a federal issue, but there's a very different tone from candidate Biden to President Biden, and yet and still, he is still trying to enforce vaccine mandates at the federal level on small businesses. And look, COVID is here to stay, but President Biden and Vice President Harris politicized this thing from the very beginning. If you recall, when they were running for president, when he was running for president, he said that they weren't going to take a vaccine if it originated from the Trump administration. So you wonder why people have vaccine hesitancy at this point. But you're absolutely right about illegal immigrants. We haven't tested them. They don't have mask mandates. They don't have vaccine mandates. So why would we expect more from our taxpaying American citizens than from people that are entering this country illegally? People are actually awake. This is why I'm running for United States Congress, to make sure that we take back the House and stop the bleeding and end this hypocrisy.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Trevor Loudon, yes, as promised, the New Zealand author, speaker, political activist, who maintains a blog at trevorloudon.com. Trevor, good day to you. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, it's great to be on. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, always good to have you on. Trevor, the jaws of our audience are still in the down and awe position after you came across with a really direct warning to everybody and the revelation that our government is loaded with socialist Marxists. And you didn't say that lacklusterly. You didn't say it as a broad brush statement. Like everything that you pronounce, it is backed by evidence and backed by research.
Well, unfortunately, that's true. Yeah, it is. That's the reality. We are right now in a Marxist revolution in this country. Unfortunately, most people don't understand that fact because the mainstream media, with exceptions like yourself, do not tell people.
Right. So the thing is, if they'd have gotten their hands on your book, Right House Reds, before the election, they might have a better idea. But it takes a while, and I've had discussions like this with other, investigative reporters. They say, wait a minute, this has been out for 3 years, Peter Schweitzer, for example, talking about Biden Inc. and all the corruption going on in the government. He said, Bill, it's just the nature. It takes a while for it because, the mainstream media, first of all, tries to find a way to disclaim it, and then the weight and power of the truth is such is that eventually they have to come to understand what it is. But, just like they avoided Barack Obama and the clear evidence that demonstrated where Barack Obama was coming from in his announcement that we were going to fundamentally transform America. I mean, fundamentally transform to what? And now, in this modern era, you've got part two of that idea, which is from the World Economic Council, that says you got to build back better. So now you got this great reset happening in America that Joe Biden is championing. And don't think that he came up with this, because we know that he only knows to plagiarize. I don't know if he's had a creative idea on his own ever, but he's borrowed that rallying cry from the World Economic Council of Build Back Better, and that is all a Marxist concept to lead us down the yellow brick road to a one world government, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's redistribution of wealth on not just a local level, a world level, a global level. And so it means that Americans' income and affluence must be leveled to that of the third world, effectively. Mm-hmm. That's what's coming.
Mm-hmm. And think about this, though, Trevor, think about this for just a second. Do you think there's going to be compliance from communist China and Russia on this World Economic Council? I don't think so.
No, this is only designed to destroy America's economy. You know, because Russia and China are working together right now with Cuba and Iran and others to destabilize America in every way they can. The COVID attack was part of that. Black Lives Matter rioting last year, that was orchestrated by China. You know, most of what you see happening in the country is directed by outside forces. So the goal is to bring down America, because America is the only country standing in the way of worldwide socialism. And it's only just standing right now, just hanging on by a thread.
Exactly. Well, you say that this is all being perpetrated by outside forces, but they've gotten cooperation from the Democratic Party.
Well, they have co-opted the Democratic Party a long time ago. The Democrats have been working with the Soviet Union and now China for 60 years. You know, last year, Trump's intelligence advisor, John Ratcliffe, said the Chinese had compromised so many U.S. congressmen, they could determine which legislation passes through the House and which doesn't. That should shock every American, and that's a fact.
Yeah, so Swalwell was just, the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, when he got caught sleeping with the enemy, and yet nothing happens to him, whereas a Republican congressman sends out a meme, and now he's chastened, and he loses all his committee positions.
Well, that's right, and I'm sorry to hear Paul. This case with Paul Gosar, but I hope it lets him go out like Marjorie Taylor Greene and just raise hell 24 hours a day, because that might be a good thing. But you're right,
exactly.
You know, like Eric Swalwell was sleeping with a Chinese spy and is still allowed to serve on the Intelligence Committee. You know, there are at least, I say there's at least 100 members of the U.S. House and 25 members of the U.S. Senate who are so involved in China, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, the Communist Party, Democratic Socialist of America, they couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus. But there are no background checks in Congress. There are no security checks or clearances in Congress whatsoever, and our enemies, internal and external, have been taking advantage of that loophole for 50 years now.
And, of course, they have additional cover when you have the President of the United States who's clearly compromised. I mean, between Ukraine and Communist China and his son Hunter, and, of course, even the diary of his daughter. I mean, this thing's endless, this Biden Inc. fiasco. The rest of these politicians have cover when you've got the President of the United States himself so compromised.
Well, that's right. You know, why did the FBI not go after Hillary Clinton when she was guilty as sin over her service? You know, because that she could be the president. She could destroy them. So when you have a president working for China like Joe Biden, he's there using the CIA, using the FBI, using the Justice Department to suppress conservatives and patriots and protect his own criminal friends, his own criminal and communist friends. So we're in a bad way, and we have to wake up to reality while we still can.
Well, the other thing you're suggesting here, Trevor, is that you've got these institutions, the FBI, IRS, you know, just go down the line, all the three-letter agencies, and they seem to be more fearful of Democrats than they are Republicans, because I didn't see them shaking in their boots when, you know, Donald Trump took over.
Well, that's right, you know, because the Democrat Party now is a Marxist party. It's vindictive. It will use, it has no qualms about using the government against its enemies. The Republicans don't normally do that. They are much more gentlemanly, much more naive, though. The Democrats want to win at all costs, but the Republicans want to win if it's not too inconvenient.
Right.
You know, Well,
Lindsey Graham pointed that out during the hearings of Kavanaugh. You know, he called them out for their lust for control and power. He said, I hope you don't get it. Well, guess what? They got it, and they're exercising, and we saw it on full display the other night with the censorship of Paul Gosar, as you said. And, how soft and mushy leader Kevin McCarthy was in a response, a defense response. I mean, if you'd have thought anybody should defend him, it should have been Steve Stephen Scalise himself, who, you know, is still injured and knows what it is to have, you know, a political attack and what it represents. And he could have easily spoken to that very passionately instead of, you know, crying and complaining that, oh, there's two levels of enforcement within our government. Of course there is. We all know that. But the Republicans, to your point, have got to find a backbone and be able to push back. Otherwise, the Democrats are continuing to get away with this. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Trevor after this. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
American 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with the one and only Trevor Loudon, the New Zealand author, speaker, political activist who maintains a blog at trevorloudon.com. Trevor, we had to go to break real quick here, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to what we said just right before we went to the break.
Yeah, look, Paul Gosar did nothing wrong. Michelle Bachmann did nothing wrong. Rep. Steve King did nothing wrong when all of them were thrown under the bus by the Republican Party when they got a little bit of heat from the Democrats. Republicans need to stand up for their own. They should. They spend more time criticizing their own than they do calling out the Democrats for their communism, their tyranny, their thug tactics. You know, this is a party led by cowards. The grassroots are brave, they're constitutionalists, they're patriots, and they're led by cowards, and that's a shame.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, that's the shoe that they're wearing, and that is really clear and is quite evident, the way they allowed this to be railroad. I mean, this was a railroad job on Gosar. I mean, it didn't go through the Ethics Committee.
He's a great representative. He's a patriot. And because he puts a meme out there, which was perfectly legitimate, and the left attacked him, the Republican leadership caved and cried and, you know, wept and threw him under the bus.
Trevor, for the sake of our audience, that you know, because that meme got canceled pretty quickly and everything, and all they had to understand was what the narrative was coming from the mainstream media, from Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. Explain to our audience the meme. What did it say or demonstrate?
Well, it's just got out of my head. So I read it yesterday. I thought, wow, this is perfectly innocuous. But you put me on the spot. I just can't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we'll bring.
I tweeted about it. I put it out there, but it's just got out of my head.
Okay. When it comes back to your head, just we'll pause. We'll pick it up. Otherwise, because I want our audience to have some clarity on this, because I think there's some misunderstanding as to what the genesis was, that it came probably from his staff. It wasn't necessarily, from him directly, some other things that, and this was a meme that had been put out. Interestingly enough, I think it originated from the Chinese, I believe, if I'm remembering it correctly. But go ahead.
Yeah, it was basically a picture of, a sort of Godzilla type thing. And somebody put the picture of AOC over the head of Godzilla. And, he was talking about fighting and defeating the socialist Godzilla. And that was interpreted as a threat, as a threat against AOC's physical well-being. And it was nothing. You see similar things every day, and you see a heck of a lot worse coming from the Democrats, But they seize on every opportunity, and all the Republicans had to do is stand up and say, defend their man, and it would have been fine. But no, they caved.
Well, I'm glad you clarified it, because when I saw it, Trevor, I said, what are they seeing in this? I mean, it was like an ink blot test or something. And, of course, AOC was the same one that was, she said after the January 6th, alleged insurrection. I hate to use that word. I mean, that's their word, because they want to add drama to the whole deal, that she was so afraid that she was going to be attacked and raped and that sort of thing. I think that she just wants to create too much importance for herself.
Yeah, well, that's right. See, we've just had, we had a year of pro-Chinese communists, Black Lives Matter, burning cities all across America. Then we have a few people taking selfies in the Capitol building. They shouldn't have been there. They were stupid. They let themselves be led into a trap. Right. But it was hardly comparable. That was no insurrection. The Black Lives Matter rioting, that was insurrection.
Exactly.
They all got off pretty much scot free, whereas the
look at the dollar.
Still hunting down these people who took selfies.
Yeah, and the dollar damage consideration between the two, what Black Lives Matters did in terms of level of dollars of destruction versus what happened there on January 6th, I think it was, you know, less than $50,000 of damage, I think is what they estimated. So it was minuscule compared to what Black Lives Matter did on Washington, D.C., in almost burning down churches, pulling down statues, doing all these things that supposedly, I think an FBI agent or somebody associated with the FBI, he got in trouble because he was taking a picture near a statue. So it's like, what?
Yeah.
It's absurd.
Look, there's a double standard of justice. We've just seen this with Paul Gosar's case. You know, we've seen Maxine Waters say some horrific things, you know, urging people to harass Republican Congress members, etc., physically harass them. Urging them to do that. No censure, no criticism, no nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've had the squad. You have the squad, you know, speaking in terms that were very antithetical and uncivil. And you know, here AOC is talking about having a level of civility. Well, you know, then go be that civility that you want everybody else to exercise, right?
Yeah. Well, that's right. But this is what we have to face. We are in a revolution. You know, we are in a period where all the institutions are being overturned in preparation for a socialist communist state. So lies are truth. Truth are lies. Black is white. White is black. Up is down. Down is up. Everything the government tells us to worry about is probably false. And everything they ignore or tell us to do is probably extremely dangerous. That's what a revolution is, and we are in one now.
Exactly. Trevor, initially we were going to talk about the enemies within the church. We're going to have you back to talk about that because we only got about 3 minutes, to really, give us a general quick overview about this documentary, The Enemies Within the Church. Tell our audience about this.
Well, it's just been released. You can go to it on enemieswithinthechurchmovie.com. You can download it, order the DVDs. It's going like crazy right now, like hotcakes with no advertising. It is the Marxist infiltration of the churches. And I'm talking historical. I'm talking right now with the so-called woke movement. It's in the evangelical churches. It's in the Baptists. It's in the mainstream church. It's in the Catholic church. This is Marxism posing as Christianity, and it's changing American Christianity, and that's going to have a massive flow-on effect into the culture and the politics. This movie shocks even me. This movie will shock people like nothing that's been released, and I urge every American to see this.
Well, and it stands to reason, as you and I have discussed before, Trevor, I mean, the nature of man is such that we're designed for worship. And what this is the big exchange of the lie of the real God versus their God that they're presenting. They're taking a little bit of the truth. This is what Marxism is good at doing. They repackage the things that we understand as people of faith, but this is where discernment is so critical these days to understand what is behind all this, whether it's Black Lives Matter. I mean, I remember when it came into our church, you know, I warned the priest. I said, do you understand who Black Lives Matter really represents? And, you know, it sounds good on the outside, but this is a Trojan horse. Well, he looked at me like I was, you know, speaking some foreign language. He did not understand. And I'm curious today if he has a better understanding as a result of what we know now about Black Lives Matter than what we knew about Black Lives Matter a year ago.
Yeah, well, this is a Chinese-backed communist operation designed to destroy America. And you have churches taking a knee to these people. You know, critical race theory, social justice, these are both Marxist items. These are both Marxist concepts. And they are sweeping through American churches. And the young pastors coming out of the seminaries and the Bible colleges are absolutely indoctrinated with this stuff.
Yes.
The Bible colleges today are where the universities were 5 years ago. They're pretty much Marxist. Not all of them yet, but they're well on the way to having a general sweep through the institutions. And that's going to have massive effect on our culture, our politics, our religion, everything.
Powerful documentary you don't want to miss, enemieswithinthechurch.com. That's where you want to go, enemieswithinthechurch.com. Trevor Loudon, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Have a great holiday, and we look forward to talking more down the road, okay? Take care.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As we ended 2021 with record number of children being hospitalized with COVID-19, Dr. Fauci explains the numbers are inflated.
If a child goes in the hospital, they automatically get tested for COVID, and they get counted as a COVID hospitalized individual, when in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis.
A brand new year brings the same policies to the U.S.-Mexico border crisis. Representative Congressman from Texas, Pat Fallon on Fox News, is a member of the Armed Services Committee.
From two things. It was manufactured from Joe Biden's wokeness and his weakness. He signaled to the far left that he would institute a de facto open border policy. And Wait Mexico became catch and release. And build the wall became open the gate. And deport criminals became cartels run amok.
We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're going to be talking with a special agent and author. He's got a new book called Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. We're going to talk about the border, a couple other things as they come along as well. Eric Caron joins us now. Eric, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. It's great to be on with you, sir.
Well, look, at as you say, people are dying every day due to our Department of Insecurity. And this president, I mean, this is really, I mean, you're putting the crosshairs right where they belong. I mean, he said himself that the buck stops here. Well, here's where it stops. I mean, your policies, your actions, your inactions, actions of commission and omission are causing death across our country. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir, it is. You know, Bill, let me just say, you know, at the base of the Statue of Liberty, it says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. It does not say give us your international terrorists or your international criminals or your illegal aliens. It certainly doesn't say give us your contraband, your counterfeits that are flooding into the U.S. and China. Does not say give us your drugs. Mm-hmm. And that's why, and it bothers me, it should shock everybody, that we have an open border here in America. And that has a direct effect in all our cities and towns. And, you know, let's talk about drugs for a second, Bill, for a second. Just fentanyl. CBP's reporting as of December 15th for fiscal year 2021, fentanyl, 11,000 pounds of fentanyl seized. That's only that we know of that we got.
Right. Exactly.
11,000. That's enough fentanyl to kill every single American in this country.
More than once.
It should shock.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should shock everyone. Mm-hmm. And the overdose, right? Drug overdose. Just overdose.
Mm-hmm.
100,000 people died. Over 100,000 people died in 2021. Since 1999, this should shock everybody, over a million Americans. I think it's about time we declare war against the Mexican cartels.
You think? I mean, they've been able to get away. See, to your earlier point, as you were going down through this, Eric, my question is, you know, the problem with the border is that there are so many people involved in making money for this open border. I mean, and that's the deal.
Sir.
I mean, that you have, and the thing that people will be really shocked to get their brain around is that these are elected officials, including the president of the United States. I mean, this is out and out tyranny that is taking place right before our eyes, but people don't want to call it as that. They somehow think it's I don't know. Maybe they're you know, they're desperately just trying to survive COVID and life right now. And meanwhile, we've got corruption running rampant throughout our society. And it's brought to you by these elite elected officials that are running our government, that are supposedly looking out for our best interests. But it's their wallets that are getting thicker, not ours.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, I heard once, and this is a great quote, the welfare of humanity has always been the alibi for the tyrants.
Mm.
The welfare of humanity has always been the alibi for the tyrants. And so look what's happening to our nation in the last year. But getting back to your point, you know, globalization is great, right? We all like to buy, you know, cheap jeans and iPads and what have you. But, you know, it comes with a cost.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cost America many things, security, jobs, and look at the fact of the matter is, Bill, that the criminals, the international criminals and terrorists, love to exploit globalization.
Mm-hmm.
They exploit the three T's. I call it the three T's: trade, travel, and telecommunication. They exploit it for their criminal, you know, organizations. And unfortunately, Joe Biden's forgotten that the number one priority of his administration should be to keep America and Americans safe from these international criminals and international terrorists who are planning to attack us every day. We know the Mexican cartels are doing a pretty damn good job killing a million people over the course of the last, you know, 22 years. The terrorists are doing the same thing. I mean, listen. All we heard after 9/11 was what? Never forget.
Right.
We seem to have forgotten.
No, and you're exactly right. And some people are wondering, is this is what we need? Do we need another 9/11 wake-up call here? Or, you know, here it is. We've been manipulated. We've been manhandled for the last 3 years, all under the name of COVID and all this fear factor that has been running rampant that has allowed these tyrants to run free and get away with all this stuff that they've perpetrated on the American people. I mean, I don't understand why people are surprised with Joe Biden's policies. I mean, we knew Joe Biden under Barack Obama. I mean, this is an extension of Barack Obama. We had 8 miserable years of a supposedly scandal-free administration. And here we've got Joe Biden, and it took him less than a year to raise the misery index on all of Americans.
Yes, sir. You know, Joe Biden, as you know, has made hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, when he was the vice president, and when he left office, you know, from China, and these multi-billion-dollar business deals him and his son made, he's actually, you know, we know he's in the pocket of many foreign nations. I mean, it saddens me to say that, but it's the truth. The documents and the information, the facts are the facts.
Mm-hmm. This is why the FBI doesn't want to really take a, which is amazing to me, you know, they don't want to take a look at Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, we're having to rely on outside reporting sources, and even then, they're being squashed down left and right, like Miranda Devine's book. I mean, boy, you know, that came out and was quite revelatory. Peter Schweitzer has been reporting on this for years, and it's all been tamped down, you know?
Yeah, it has been. You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, if I can talk bluntly with you and your audience, I think we're going to find that the Hunter Biden and that the Biden crime family, if I may call it such, is really in the pocket of the CIA and the work that they were doing. And one hand washes the other. And I think that's really why we'll probably not see a prosecution, because it's going to touch many classified, alleged classified programs.
Well, Eric, you're a former U.S. special agent. You understand, the underbelly of this whole, this whole cabal. And it's sad to think that our CIA and FBI are so tainted.
Yeah, it is. I'm not terribly shocked, to be honest with you. Because I had dealings with the agency, you know, back in the day, basically, as you may recall, the Hughes and Loral investigation regarding tech transfer to China. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is, CIA was protecting targets of mine by giving them a heads up of our criminal grand jury investigation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not terribly surprised that that the CIA at the highest levels now, of course, the junior mid-level folks who are on the ground are working hard to keep us safe. But at the highest levels of the CIA and the FBI, we've seen how it's been how it's become so politicized. We know that the directors from both agencies are in the pockets of the administration. We saw that.
Well, who's who in whose pocket? Is it the administration's pocket, or is it the other way around? That's what I question. I mean, this is all part of the deep state that Donald Trump was exposing and talking about. And I think this thing, this is what they've driven us to understand. The way they're operating is, we have the United States government, but then we have the government of the CIA and the FBI that are operating as a rogue state.
Yeah, well, you're spot on. Yes, sir. I can't deny you. That's the truth, right?
We've got to go to break, Eric. Let's pick it up there when we come back. More from Eric.
COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker,
we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Well, the former U.S. diplomat and U.S. Special Agent Eric Caron says people are dying every day due to the Department of Insecurity and this president. I mean, really, that's where the buck stops. There's no doubt about it. I mean, who else are you going to blame for this? I mean, between our open borders and this nonsense of defunding the police, doing everything they can to put the police in peril when they're there to protect and serve. How can they protect and serve when you've got lawlessness that's been running rampant and that's being endorsed, especially, Eric, by these blue controlled states? There was a diagram that was up recently, and it showed that just about every one of the states or cities that are being mangled by lawlessness are being run by Democrats. There was only one that was, you could kind of say, was a Republican-run city. But by and large, this is something that has been directed by the Democrats out of theory, thinking, well, let's think about this justice thing. We're going to, you know, in the name of social justice, we're going to hamstring our police and law enforcement. We're going to put out no bail, let people get arrested, go in, no bail, out, you know, that afternoon, back to wreaking havoc. And, you know, and how many stories of these people who've gone to jail, let go, and then they commit murder have we been hearing?
Well, it doesn't sound, what's happening in our inner cities, it doesn't sound very, very equitable. Meaning, look at Chicago. For, you know, the numbers, 845 deaths, homicides in 2021, over 400 killed in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, and most of that murders, probably 95% is black on black.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound very equitable.
Yeah.
Look at Baltimore.
Yeah, where's Black Lives? Where's Black Lives Matter, Eric?
Exactly. I mean, we're talking nearly 4,000 shot and wounded in Chicago alone. I served some time in the Middle East. I was, you know, in the United Arab Emirates for about 4 years, and then spent some time in Afghanistan, not very long, but long enough to know that it was a war zone. I tell you, our country looks like a war zone now. It does not, you know, Afghanistan, it's like, wow, it wasn't quite as bad as America. I mean, spend the night in Chicago. Not even spend the night in Chicago, but listen to the radio, scanner. And anybody can listen to the scanner on Chicago PD. You think you're like in a third world country,
right?
And so the 1-2 punch is not only so we have all the internal bad guys doing what they want to do and commit crime, and then the number two punch, if you will, the hook is open borders. Mm. We have the Department of Homeland Security has been turned into the Department of Homeland Insecurity. We have a secretary who's supposed to keep her safe, but he's issuing orders to the men and women of law enforcement at the federal level, ICE and CBP, to not enforce the law. I've seen these memos that are directed to the men and women of law enforcement at the federal level and says they basically put not just one hand behind their backs, but two.
Right.
And then we want you to go out and catch terrorists. But don't catch, don't deport vehicular homicide people who commit vehicular homicide because they're drunk. No, no. They can, and that, you know, that person that maybe beat up his girlfriend and maybe maimed her and put her in an ICU, he can stay too. And what I say to that is, Bill, you have a front door on your house. I do as well. People have to come and knock on that front door and say, may I come into your home? We don't have a front door. We have no doors on our house, our border. And anybody who comes in, commits a crime in your home, they can stay.
Right.
They can stay. You have to leave, but they can stay. They just maybe raped your wife, but that's okay. They get to stay in your house. How does that make sense to anybody?
Well, and this is where we are. I mean, all this thing is just, we've lost our minds. We've become so open-minded that our brains have fallen out, Eric. I mean, this common sense stuff, it's just unbelievable. I mean, I think back there was several years ago when there was a lot of problems happening. You know, you speak of Europe in Paris, France. And I mentioned to a reporter, I said, well, tell me about these no-go zones. Oh, my gosh, she was just really upset that I even brought that up. Well, we don't have no-go zones. I said, look at every city has no-go zones. You know, there are certain places and everywhere in the country, in America, that you can go, you know that if you go to at night, you're putting your life at risk. And, she finally surrendered and said, yeah, there's some areas, you know, kind of like that. But, boy, she was really, she took grave exception. So now here we are in America. I see this report that Muslims here in America have established no-go zones in America. I mean, whether it's California, Texas, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, New York, in Minnesota. I mean, this is unbelievable. But why not? I mean, look, you leave the borders open and you don't care about who comes in. Well, before you know it, the country has been taken over.
Yes, yeah. I mean, we forget there's 8,000 miles of border. Bill, there's 8,000 miles of border between the U.S., Canada, Mexico, 328 ports of entry, 328 ports, official ports of entry. Mm. The bad guys make their own ports of entry as well.
Of course.
All those ports of entry need to be properly staffed and managed, equipped, and they're not. The northern border is wide open. Everybody's focused on the land border, but we forget there's air borders, sea borders. Mm. And the containers that come into America, the shipping containers, you know, Long Beach, San Diego, Newark, New Jersey, where I used to work, and beautiful Newark and New York City. We're talking millions, hundreds of millions of containers coming into America. Those containers need to be looked at. We know terrorists are planning to attack us every day. There's multiple cells here in America. This is not top secret, but it's been reported. I know because I did it, but now this is in the public domain. We know there's terrorists here in America planning to attack us daily.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and the agents from Homeland Security Investigations, along with state and locals, are working every day to keep us safe. We know there are Muslim extremists here in America planning to attack us. There are multiple cells here. We have to be switched on. And we have to support the men and women of law enforcement and give them the proper tools, resources, and they need it. What's happening is that we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. We're not doing that. The men and women of law enforcement are retiring or resigning by the thousands.
And you can't blame them, Eric. I mean, because they don't have a fair shot at it. Because what you're talking about, I mean, some people may hear us and say, well, I'm an everyday citizen. What can I do? Well, there are certain things you can do. But first of all, you got to understand who the enemy is and what the problem is and how pervasive it is. Because what you're talking about is what others have talked. John Guandola has been here many times, former FBI agent. And, you know, with understanding the threat, it's the top down. I mean, the top, the head of the fish is absolutely rotten. And, you know, there has to be some wholesale cleansing. And it's been a long time since that's happened. And I don't know if the deep state is so entrenched and quite possibly that it's going to take, you know, maybe something to the point of a revolution possibly to finally turn it on its head. But, I mean, if it comes down to that, Eric, you know, the odds against the everyman and the firepower of the FBI and CIA and any military forces is going to be overwhelming. It's going to be a mess.
Yeah, I you know, obviously nobody likes violence and God.
And I'm not promoting it, but the deal is that the very thing that they're doing, which is antithetical to the Constitution, which most Americans believe that we're under, and it's a bit of a delusion because they're realizing this is why they're so disappointed about what happened in the elections in 2020. What continues to happen is all this cheating and stealing that continues to occur, and these people are getting away with it. It's amazing. I mean, they catch people. I mean, even the governor of New York. They catch him, and what happens? Anything happen to him? Oh, no, he's okay. It's all right that he sexually harassed somebody. They just kind of just tamp it down, set it aside, and tell him to, you know, go off into the sunset and be quiet, and this thing will pass, and we'll move on. But you're done.
Well, the flip, I totally agree with you on what you just said. That, you know, Cuomo should have been prosecuted, obviously. And because you know, and I know that if that was you and I, we would
we're done.
Hey,
we'd be like the J6 DC jailed political prisoners, man. We'd be in solitary confinement and forgotten, man. That's it.
Yeah, we'd be doing the perp walk, yeah. I'm sure, and we'd be in the front page of the New York Times and the Washington Post. But the hope is, here's the hope. Here's the good news. Look at Virginia. So let's look at that governor and how he won. And I think that from grassroots up, a lot of work, a lot of effort, but I think the tide is changing. I have hope in the American people. You see that in Virginia. We saw that in Virginia. We were successful there. I think they're going to take the Republican Party, will take that, if you will, you know, method of operation and how they were successful, and transpose that as much as they can throughout America. And I think you're seeing that. Mm-hmm. I think you're seeing most Americans finally standing up and getting involved in local elections and state elections. They have to. If they want a city, if they want to take their city back and their communities back, they're realizing they can make a difference by getting involved and getting involved and making that difference. We have to. Because non-citizens, as you know right now, some non-citizens have the right to vote.
Right.
In New York, in Vermont. And so that's dangerous. Non-citizens have the ability now in New York to vote.
How does that make any sense, but only for one side of the political spectrum?
Yes, sir. You're right about that. And that's why as Americans, we have to get switched on and get involved in our local elections and fight back.
Right.
Fight back. With our voice, with a voice.
We look forward to having you back, Eric Caron. Appreciate it. Retired U.S. Special Agent right here.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.